ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ. Pizza Rock is the spot for Monday Night Football. And Cofield and Company is live right before the game at Green Valley Ranch.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
With Steve Cofield.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
And Adam Hill.
Oh, man. Hey.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
All right, here we go on a Monday. Pizza Rock is the location. You know, Monday Night Football. We love Pizza Rock, Green Valley Ranch. Free parking outside. Adam took advantage of the free parking. That would be awesome if we just made Adam pay for parking to do the show on Mondays. Adam, how are you?
I am good. How are you, sir?
I'm good, but I'm concerned for you. Before we get to rough weekends for Kareem Hunt and Mike McCarthy, I think we all had some trial. Do you have to always have to put trials with tribulations?
I think they flow well together. So for the most part, you don't hear, I had some tribulations this weekend. It'd be, I had trials and tribulations.
Well, that's the way I wrote it up. I said we had tribulations.
Yeah, I think that was just for time, right?
Yes, I couldn't. I didn't have the time to write.
Yeah.
Trial.
Trials.
More trials. So let's see.
The ampersand's always tough to find.
I think you had the worst weekend because I don't think one of the stories we're going to get any details on. So here in studio, my trial and tribulation was simply a flat tire last night going to the fourth quarter of the Steelers and Chargers game. Someone else on the show believes that a former employee has hired a private investigator and was taking pictures of her last week. I don't know who she is. I mean, you can take a guess.
Okay.
And the last one was you. We heard you got into a massive car wreck.
Okay, that might be a little hyperbole. I don't even know if it's considered a wreck.
By the way, no follow-up on your part on the private investigator. You're just going to let that float out there. So I think we may just have to dig on that, but there's some suspicions, and boy, talk about drama in the LBC. That's high drama. But we're going to go with your story as the most dramatic of the weekend. So your car's totaled?
Oh, good. No. There's a huge dent in the front of my car.
Oh, no.
Which I had no idea. I didn't know how it happened. I was walking out to my car last night.
Oh, you didn't see it?
I saw a huge dent in the front.
And it happened after?
No. I was walking out of somewhere last night, walking back to my car, and I looked and I was like, why is there a big dent on the front of my car? And as I got closer, I was like, yeah, that's a pretty good sized dent. I don't remember anything happening. I didn't hit anything.
Front or corner of the bumpers? Did someone just back into you?
It's like the corner, the side.
Yeah.
I guess the corner of the bumper is most accurate. It actually looks like a kick, like somebody kicked it.
Well, that's very possible.
But
you have a lot of enemies around town. Someone could be tailing you and taking pictures and just kicked your car.
That's very true.
And we know those people are laughing out there right now because you listen.
Yeah, all the time, every second. So I went back in where I was. I actually have some friends in town. I was out with them. Went back in and I was like, hey, I don't know if this happened here. It could have happened another time. I just didn't notice it. I was like, but there's a huge dent on my car. Is there any way to look at surveillance footage of the parking lot, anything like that, where we could find out what happened? And the manager was very helpful. He's like, yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Hang out for like 10 minutes.
He didn't even have the name drop? They're like, do you know who I am? Run the cameras.
You know what? I worked it in later.
You did? Nice.
Yeah. Just because I was like, I don't want, because as I get to it, he was like, you know, I'll follow up on it. And I was like, well, let me make sure that you know.
You know who I am, you know. And you were like, I'm Adam Hill.
I'm not just some guy.
I do Edge of the Seat Radio, so you need to roll the video for me.
I didn't go that far. It was more just like, you know, I work in the media, so, you know, I'm around, you know. But, yeah, he was very helpful. He goes, let me go look. And he comes back out, and he goes, I got some stuff to show you. And I was like, okay, cool. It was like, you know, on the show Cheaters, come out, that's a really, like, I got to show you the surveillance footage.
Yes.
That's what it was like.
Nice. Adam's line's awesome over at Pizza Row. What a good story. That was developing. And you know what? It's actually a good time to take an early break.
Starting and it's just all over the place.
Hey, Adam.
It actually appears to
hold on one second.
Different cars.
But this is a nightmare.
Mine included.
You're just telling the stories.
The problem is it hit the security guard's car, and the security guard had seen that and went running out there.
Really?
But he noticed there was no damage on his car, so he just let the guy go. Didn't notice that he had two cars. So my car is the one that has damage. I had to watch this whole thing go down. The person clearly gets out of their car, goes and looks, and sees the damage on my car and just ignores it.
You got a plate number, though, right?
It was fun. Fun to watch that all go down. But, you know, sucks that you're kind of left with, you know, the remnants of it and really no repercussions at all if you can't find the person, because you can't really tell the license plate number on the surveillance footage. But, you know, it was a cool, fun thing to do. Watch.
We will take a timeout. This is going to be a good show today. I'm going to talk for 5 minutes, and then Adam's going to speak for 5 minutes. We're just going to keep going back and forth. But we're live at Pizza Rock on a Monday. Got the special starting now. Food and drink start as low as $4. Personal pizzas. Tony G makes the best. $5 on those. You got the specialty pizzas like the Calitalia, the River City Ranch, the Picante. Those are $7 and $8. And also $2 off the drafts up until 6 o'clock. And we got a pretty good Monday Night Football game going down tonight with the Skins and the Eagles. So Monday Night Football, Cofield & Company on the road. Pizza Rock is the location. Come see us. We'll get to Mike McCarthy's awful weekend and follow up with Adam Hill as he'll tell his story about the outcome of the dent in his car. I want to know if there's a license plate. Want to know if the cops know about it. We got to catch this son of a... You know what?
Follow the Cofield & Company crew around Sin City on Instagram. At ESPN Las Vegas.
Pub 365 is home to 365 beers and a delicious menu of modern pub fare. Our Best of Las Vegas award-winning beer selection features everything from local brews to rare specialty beers. Pub 365. 365 beers, extraordinary food.
Good Monday, Las Vegas. Frank Harness checking in once again, and it's time to wrap up week 13 of the NFL. You have your opinions. The bottom line is you need information. Whether you're coming off a great weekend and you want to really cap it off with another winner, or you're trying to bail out and get that money back, call our friends at Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878. Joining us once again, a good friend, Mr. Steve Berry. Steve, now I know you guys have had a big weekend, and you plan on capping it off tonight with yet another winner.
Yeah, Frank, we had a really good Saturday with some of the championship games, had a good day in the NFL yesterday, and we are going to cap off week 13 tonight with the Washington-Philadelphia matchup. Right now, Philadelphia laying 6. The total's 45. Washington coming in 6-5. Philadelphia at 5-6. The finale to week 13 sees two bitter rivals battling to keep pace with the red-hot Dallas Cowboys, who beat New Orleans on Thursday night. And by the way, if you called in last Thursday, like I told everybody to do, you got the easiest winner all year free with Dallas plus 7.5 beating New Orleans 13-10. Guys, make the call tonight. It's 1-888-566-7878. We will release the winner of Washington-Philadelphia. There's a lot of information on this game. We know that Washington has injuries up and down their offensive line. We know the Eagles' defensive backs, they're dragging them out of high schools now. They got so many banged up. give us a call, 1-888-566-7878. Sometimes people hear free on the radio, they get very afraid. Guys, there's no catch. There's no obligation. It's 1-888-566-7878. Washington, Philadelphia winner at no charge from Gordon Howard.
Now, Steve, in a game like this, obviously the teams know each other. They're not going to surprise each other. But like you said, there's a lot of injuries. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of wrong information. They need to get the right information to cash that ticket tomorrow. That's why they need to call Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878.
Yeah, if you will look at this game closely, the Washington defense was dominated by Zeke Elliott a week and a half ago. They've lost three of their last four. We all know in Washington, Alex Smith is out. Colt McCoy is a capable replacement, but he is a replacement. Guys, make the call. The winner is free. There is no hype, no hassle, no obligation. We're coming off a great, great weekend. If you're not, give us a call. It's 1-888-566-7878. Washington, Philadelphia winner at no charge from Gordon Howard. The only way you're going to find out how strong our information is on this game is by making the call. It's 1-888-566-7878. Get the winner. Cash your ticket. Call us tomorrow to say thank you. 1-888-566-7878.
Jim Gray from Westwood One with a Monday Night Football preview brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Try the Mac Stack, mac and cheese with slow-smoked meats. Dickies.com. It's NFC East action from Philadelphia coming up when the 5-6 Eagles host the 6-5 Redskins. Washington is looking to stay in the division race without injured quarterback Alex Smith. Eagles coach Doug Peterson says their come-from-behind win over the Giants last week was important for quarterback Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I think it was a tremendous step forward, and proud of him and the way he handled a lot of the situations and how he managed the run game and made some big throws for us. Took a couple hits, and he'll just get better and better each time out.
Kevin Harlan and Hall of Famer Kurt Warner will have the call on Monday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long, right here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our annual sale. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
Napa know-how.
It's the biggest holiday sale ever at Napa. Like a Black Friday sale every day, with hundreds of items at their best prices of the year. Like a 26-piece screwdriver set for only $17.99. Just $17.99. See, just like Black Friday, but nobody gets trampled. So don't miss Napa's biggest holiday sale ever. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/18.
Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our annual sale. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
$5 personal one-topping pizzas and $4 drink specials. You gotta hang now with Cofield and Company at Pizza Rock inside Green Valley Ranch.
It's first down at the 40 of Arizona. Conley, Rogers hits reliable Randall Cobb. And the kick is off the mark, and the Packers are going to lose this game. And their playoff hopes will fade further.
Just keeps happening. Packers losing. Rodgers is pissed. Kicker stinks in doses. And now Mike McCarthy is fired. We'll get to McCarthy and the ripple effect from that on this Monday. Adam, finish up your story. So your car hits. Actually hit two cars. Someone hit two cars, yours and a security guard's, at a local joint. Did the video include the license plate? Can you get this SOB?
Of course not.
Oh, my God.
Can't really tell anything. Now, they are...
Making model, at least. Making model.
Yeah. They could kind of tell that. And what they're actually also doing is trying to track... like I said, they're very helpful. They're trying to track the people's route into the establishment. And
nice.
Then seeing if they use their credit card or ID anywhere that it could be picked up. So they're working on it. But right now, all I know is that I got to watch my car get hit.
Smashed.
In the parking lot. And, yeah. I mean, it's not that bad, but it is very annoying to just have a huge dent on the front of your car.
You're going to have to get it fixed. You got to pay for it. Someone's got to pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's frustrating, but thank you to the people who are helping me. I do appreciate that.
Lovely. Lovely. And you do have a suspicion that it's just a random person, or is it EOAH, enemy of Adam Hill? There are many out there.
Well, I mean, I assume most random people are enemies of me.
Yes.
Like, nobody really likes me. So,
you're self-aware. I like it.
So, yeah, I mean, I assume even if it was a random act, it was still somebody that doesn't like me.
Well, you have jobs, so that's good. Mike McCarthy does not. That's sad for many. Not for frustrated Packer fans, I'm sure. I don't like to sit here and dance on anyone's grave. I'm sure Mike McCarthy will get some work somewhere down the road. He's a respected football dude. We'll get into his future as far as head coaching again in the National Football League, but... Were you surprised? Well, one, I guess everyone was surprised the Cardinals could actually beat the Packers in Green Bay. But were you surprised they just said, you know what, the hell with it. We're out. We got four games left. Leave. The very likable, hard-nosed Joe Philbin will take over. Let's not get into Hard Knocks from a couple of years ago with the Dolphins. Yeah. But Philbin takes over. Were you surprised that before the end of the year they just told Mike McCarthy, a Super Bowl winner, to hit the bricks?
Well, I was surprised they did it now and not, 3 years ago. Once you wait that long, once everybody knows that it needs to happen and it doesn't happen and it doesn't happen, it's a bit surprising when it finally does. Like, why now? Why at the end? And again, it does give you a head start. Like, you can start looking for your coach sooner, which is the right thing to do. If you've made the decision, go ahead and do it and make it happen. I'm not saying it's like a shock that it happened, and I'm not saying it's the wrong move. They needed to do it. And why not do it now and get it done? I'm just surprised that they did it now, knowing that it took so long for it to happen. And then all of a sudden, one day, you're just like, all right, that's it, right after the game.
Right.
Like, it's pretty surprising that happened so quickly.
Well, clearly the drama has been a lot more intense than has been reported. I mean, if this is a breaking point where the finality comes like that.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it's been pretty obvious to everyone, I thought. You know what was going on there, and I've even heard the conspiracy theorists that are saying that Rodgers has intentionally been playing badly to make this happen, which is a bit crazy to me.
Right.
Too. I think Rodgers is just hurt. I think that's why he's playing poorly. But I think it's a bad situation that I never was going to get better. So it's the right time. I'm just surprised that they did it at this time.
So here's what's left for the Packers. Falcons, at Bears, at Jets, home Detroit. They could actually win three of the four. At Bears is winnable, but not likely. I mean, there is a chance in the NFC, which is a freaking mess, at 8-7-1 would have you within some sort of playoff race. So I kind of get, hey, this is the last-ditch effort to try to go for it. We got to change the mix of our locker room, and if our quarterback is not getting along with the coach, then it's time for a change, even if the guy won us the Super Bowl. And, Mike McCarthy is 48 games above 500. So, I mean, he's been a winning coach at a super high level. But you, like many, think it's all because of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, I think for the most part it is.
Yeah.
But, when we look at this, I said the same thing about them going into last week when you're saying, hey, that 4 out of 5, pretty winnable. They can make a run here. Well, last week it was 5 out of 6, pretty winnable, and you had the worst team in the league at home and lost.
Right.
I mean, nothing, maybe you're revitalized a little bit. Maybe, just him coming in and making some different decisions and, whatever he decides to do with the team, that's fine. but you know, and I'm, you know, I'm sure you'll change up some tendencies and things like that. So yeah, you can, you know, you can
maybe run, maybe short. Run the ball a little bit. That would be nice.
What's that?
Yeah,
I mean, that's yeah. I think that there's well, and Philbin, I mean, even with Rodgers, if it's up to him, they'll probably run like 90% of the time. That's just like the kind of personality he has. We like to run the ball.
My God,
we're gonna own the running game.
Yesterday in a nip and tuck game, 50 passes, 23 runs. Aaron Jones is really well regarded around the league, and he got 11 carries.
Yeah, that's not enough.
There's got to be a little more balance. You got to help the guy out, and especially since the guy's probably playing Rodgers at like 80%. So now, you know, it was interesting. Yesterday on the, what is it, Fox post-game show in the afternoon before Sunday Night Football was starting, Terry Bradshaw actually started going down the path of, boy, I'd hate to have this on my shoulders like Rodgers does. I would never want to be known as the guy who got my coach fired. And then he brought himself up. You know, he's like, I would never want to be the guy who was known as getting, you know, Chuck Knoll fired. Well, there was no reason to fire Chuck Knoll, you know, almost 98% of the time you were there. You guys started to fade in the 80s, early 80s a little bit. But that was a really interesting take. Like Bradshaw was actually seemingly annoyed that Rodgers pulled the plug on his coach.
Yeah, he's got to be friends with him or something. And I saw those comments. It was just... It's such a, you know, odd thing to say. I mean, these things happen in the league, and it was clear that it just wasn't going to work out. I don't think it was just Rodgers who was doing it. It's everyone. Everyone sees what's happening. They didn't need Rodgers to point it out or be the bad guy or be the one to force him out of there. Everybody knows what's going on. But it's just a weird thing. I agree on some level. There's cases where players, you know, act in a certain way to make it known they want a coach fired, or they try to even work behind the scenes to get him fired. That doesn't seem justified. In this case, I think it was just whatever Rodgers did or said or acted like and made it clear about where he stood. And listen, I don't like Aaron Rodgers. Everybody knows that listens to the show. But this is not just Aaron Rodgers.
But you're objective on this.
Right, this was not just Aaron Rodgers.
You can pinpoint the problem. Let's go back to Bradshaw. So Adam can pinpoint the problem. You don't like Rodgers, but it's McCarthy. All right?
Right.
Someone can coach up this team so you can win again with the best or second best quarterback in the NFL. Let's go back to Bradshaw again. So I mentioned Bradshaw in the postgame was like, man, I don't think I'd want that, you know, on me that I got my coach fired. Remember, if you go back a couple of years ago, final weeks of the 2016-17 season, headline, Terry Bradshaw says Packers should get rid of Aaron Rodgers before Mike McCarthy. And I remember people flipping out. So what is it? Is Bradshaw friends with McCarthy, or has Aaron Rodgers pissed off someone outside of his family? Was there some sort of encounter with Rodgers and Bradshaw where Bradshaw has it stuck in his craw now and won't back Rodgers?
Well, there has to be, right? I mean, you would think that has to be the case. To make comments like that, or like, I would think, you know, the very possibility he's just friends with McCarthy, as I said at the very beginning. Like, those who on earth, and I think Bradshaw is kind of an idiot anyway. I don't think he has any idea what's going on. I don't think he watches the games. I don't think he has any idea what's happening in the league. But who on earth would follow that team at all,
right,
and say, you know what the problem here, Rodgers? Like, what? I mean, what do you want to bring Blake Bortles in and see what he does against or with
McCarthy? You ready? You want me to read you what he said?
Oh, boy.
It's pretty clear. This is back in December 2016. Terry Bradshaw on Mike McCarthy and Rodgers. If I were going to get rid of one of the two, who would I get rid of? And he says, you ready? Like, setting him up. I'd get rid of Rodgers. I'm going to keep a great coach. I think that guy is a great coach. You heard what I said. I think McCarthy is one of those coaches you absolutely hang on to. He said, especially if you look at Rodgers, and how old is he now, 32, 33? If I got down to that, I may be crazy. I just think an organization will endure and last longer if they have a great coach. He speaks of Mike McCarthy.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree with that statement.
I wouldn't. Well, name me the great coaches. Actually, outside of Belichick and McVay, the coach would go if Rodgers didn't like him. So I think Pete Carroll is great. If Aaron Rodgers and Pete Carroll couldn't get along, then I would get rid of Pete Carroll.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So to his statement, I would keep the great coach. No, Aaron Rodgers. No, I'm taking Aaron Rodgers. Sorry.
Well, yeah, theoretically, yes, a great coach could help you succeed for like 20, 30 years. That doesn't happen anymore. But
if over the 20 or 30 years they also have a top 10 quarterback.
Right.
There's almost no shot to sustain greatness, elite level organization if you don't have a top 10 quarterback.
Right, but if you go back to what he's saying, Rodgers is 33, 34. In that case, you're like, all right, what does he have, four more really good years left?
I don't even think that's safe anymore. Now, he's a little more beat up than some of the other dudes who are playing now at 37, 38, 39, and 40 were back when they were 32, 33. But I think Rodgers will be good and a top five guy, top seven guy, up until he's 39 or 40 years old.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, Rodgers is a special case. There's no doubt about that. And, there's like four of those
right,
guys.
And that's what we're talking here. One, McCarthy's not a great coach. Even if Mike McCarthy were a great coach, even like the third, fourth, or fifth coach, he's going if Rodgers isn't getting along with him, which brings me to the issue that's going to unfold here over the next, couple of months when they look for a new head coach. Who has final say? Management Rodgers. Or Aaron Rodgers?
Rodgers.
On the next coach. I agree. And I know people hate this, but we've seen it in basketball. Go back, Lakers history. You had Wilt and Magic. Early 70s into the early 80s, just say, in their cases, yeah, I don't like the guy. You got to get someone else.
Well, in this case especially, like Aaron Rodgers has three good years. I mean, I'm sure he'll still be okay if he wants to keep playing after that, but right. you got to say he's got a couple of really good years left in him. You don't want to have a coach that he needs time to adjust to or he doesn't like right away, and you're like throwing away next year as they try to adjust to each other. Like, no, you have to go now. You don't have that much time.
But I wonder how much that drives people nuts. Player gets final say, folks. Hey, you're the ones who decided that he was worth $33 million a year. Got to make him happy. You want to hear the list? Want to hear the list that's been put out for next Packers coach? If you're just tuning in, we're talking about Mike McCarthy going bye-bye after an upset loss yesterday against the Cardinals. Now the Packers are 4-7-1. Terry Bradshaw got on Rodgers for getting McCarthy fired. And remember, Terry Bradshaw 2 years ago said he'd get rid of Rodgers before McCarthy. Head coaching prospects for the Packers.
Lincoln Riley.
I'll go from the bottom first. Thanks for spoiling it.
Long shots. Saying, he's the guy for every job. Every single person thinks he's taking every job.
Right. Long shots. Offensive guy, Jeff Tedford. No shot?
I don't know. I mean, probably somebody that Rodgers likes.
Okay.
Makes some sense in that regard.
Freddie Kitchens.
Well, I mean,
I've been
very impressed. Yeah, maybe. I've been very impressed with what he's done. But again, it is easier to call plays and put things together when nobody really has that much on you. So we'll see if he can sustain it. But so far, looks pretty good.
If you were Rodgers, would this combination work for you? Good defensive head coach, great OC. Or do you want offensive head coach as well?
If I'm Rodgers, I want a brilliant defensive mind who just says, you know what, I'm staying away from the offense. I'm letting you do what you want to do, and I'm going to coach the defense.
Okay. Also on this odds list, setting that up, John Harbaugh. Only 20-1, actually. Huh.
I mean, yeah, it's an interesting time in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like they're making a big transition.
Top four choices, at least on one odds board, will Aaron Rodgers decide that this is the guy? Fourth, Eric Bieniemy, longtime coach, now the guy delivering all the success in Kansas City as the OC. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I mean,
but Bieniemy's 10-1 in fourth choice.
Yeah, I don't know how much he's doing.
If I found out that he had
a lot to do with the offense and that he actually is running things in the offense, then yeah, for sure.
You know what's funny about the Chiefs and the OC is I was told by many people when Matt Nagy got the job with Chicago that he wasn't doing anything either.
Okay, well,
with the Chiefs.
That's tough to say because their offense is unbelievable, some of the stuff that they run in Chicago.
Yeah.
So if they weren't letting him in Kansas City, they should have. And if they weren't letting him and they are letting Bieniemy, whoever's calling plays in Kansas City is a genius, and the Chicago offense is awesome too.
Choice number two in a tie, Lincoln Riley. There you go. Ding, ding. Oklahoma coach is up for every job in the NFL that's open or going to be open. John DeFilippo, who was the Eagles QB coach and then became the Vikings OC. And then the top choice, please, if there's an evil God in heaven who loves to laugh at NFL scenarios, please make this the head coach of the Packers. Please. Josh McDaniels.
I thought you were going to go Hugh Jackson.
Josh McDaniels. Wow.
Actually, that's ridiculous.
Low character guy. I mean, I think most of us believe that, even though, you know, it's funny with Belichick. Belichick's a defensive expert, but I really believe that Belichick could probably coach any unit on the Patriots and be a top five coordinator or position coach. So is what Josh McDaniels has done in his second chance in New England, is that really him, or is it the quarterback and the head coach?
Yes, the quarterback and the head coach.
Josh McDaniels. Yeah, Let's do it, baby! Josh McDaniels! I hope Rodgers loves him. Bring him in!
Woo-hoo-hoo! That's just a ridiculous proposition, but I've heard people talking about it. I heard a really good scenario last night that I think makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
What if the Saints win the Super Bowl and Drew Brees retires?
Okay.
Sean Payton, go to Green Bay.
Yeah, I don't think it's crazy. I mean, I thought all along, you know, Payton is not staying in New Orleans after Brees. He's going to cash in and get a different job for as much or more money because he makes ridiculous money now.
Yeah. I mean, I think that makes a ton of sense if that happens.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants to be a part of, you know, rebuilding life after Drew Brees. Why not go take over and get Rodgers and then take time while Rodgers is finishing out his career to develop whoever the next guy is and try to have a transition there. Like, I think that scenario makes a ton of sense.
Turn the page, get to the college football playoff. The announcement was made yesterday. Adam's got a hell of a theory on how Alabama completely selfishly, well, we'll say, you know what? Saban completely selfishly blew it by making the college football playoff as a winner in the SEC title game.
Cofield and Company will be back in 90 seconds. Keep it here on ESPN Las Vegas.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Made from scratch food goes perfectly with ice cold beer. And at Twin Peaks, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. Plus savory shareables like the new loaded tots topped with a sunny side up egg to satisfy the whole table. The perfect sidekick is a featured rotating tap served at a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-size mug. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Vegas happens at the iconic Las Vegas Country Club, established in 1967. If the trees on our course and the walls of our clubhouse could talk, they'd tell you stories about PGA Tour and LPGA Tour champions, the biggest business deals in Las Vegas history, and how for six decades, this special place has been the social hub of Las Vegas. We're now accepting new individual and corporate members. Visit LasVegasCC.com or call 734-1122 and become part of our story today. The tradition continues.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
It's Monday, and the place to watch the football game is Pizza Rock at Green Valley Ranch.
Just inside the 16, quarterback draw, Jalen Hurts, touchdown! Are you kidding me? Alabama leads.
Last year it was Jalen hugging Tua. This year it's Tua hugging Jalen.
It's the high. What a wonderful time, right? Holiday music is starting already. You know I love it. Wonderful time in Alabama, especially if your IQ is 85, right, Adam?
So like 10% of the population?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alabama fans got what they wanted over the weekend, which is the number one seed, and they beat Georgia, and they win the SEC title game. But there are some negatives to what Nick Saban did, and we pointed them out, especially you, before the weekend. You want to review what happened over the weekend? You know, the other narratives that maybe people don't concentrate on the Alabama victory?
Like, what I thought they should do, or...
Okay, one, you said they shouldn't play Tua. They did.
Right.
He got hurt.
And he got hurt. Yep.
Two...
Definitely.
They could have played Jalen Hurts... Won or lost the game, but if they lost, then two SEC teams would be in and Alabama would be getting a crap load of extra money from the CFP payout because Georgia was in. We're not saying lose on purpose, but if Georgia gets in, it's not the worst thing.
No, you play your backups,
right,
and let them try their hardest. And if they win, they win. But you're also not showing any of your playbook. It was an exhibition game. It should have been treated as such.
And the counter to this that we heard yesterday during the Westgate Superbook USA show was, well, then maybe Alabama doesn't miss Clemson in the first round. Of course they would miss Clemson in the first round, because if Alabama had lost, probably what would happen...
It would have been three.
Probably what would happen is, yeah, Georgia would be two, Alabama would be three, Clemson would be one. So Alabama would get an immediate rematch against Georgia. And you have a sneaky suspicion that until the fourth quarter that Nick Saban didn't bring out all of the tricks in the playbook, didn't show his full complement of plays.
Well, I don't think he did even in the fourth quarter. I think it was just a matter of, you know, they put Hurts in there and they let Hurts, you know, do what he was going to do. And they just kind of went back to, all right, now we can just let him play. Really doesn't matter what happened. But the outcome did not matter to Alabama at all. Again, they could have had a bunch of guys hurt. You know, more people could have got hurt, and then you're really going into a tough scenario. But there's, you know, in the NFL, I mean, seriously, if you think this is crazy or stupid, because there's plenty of people that do because they don't think, but in the NFL, if a team had everything clinched and they played their starters and they got hurt, how outraged would people be? What are you doing? Why are they in there? Why are you putting them in this situation? It's the same thing. They had everything wrapped up. There's no reason to do that. And again, you're showing teams one more game of game film if you're actually running your stuff. Everything, it made no sense to go play that game hard, and I don't think they did. Just watching the game, I think it was very vanilla. I think they just came out and said, we're just going to run a base offense. We're not going to show much of what we're doing. And if we win, we win. But I think they should have done it with their backups.
Let's talk about the actual game. Good comeback. Nice job by Hurts. Hey, that's the value of lying to your backup quarterback. You know, Clemson wasn't smart enough to do it. Dabo Sweeney lost his backup. That's why Nick Saban's the best, because he will be a bit devious So fib to Jalen Hurts, like, hey, yeah, the job's still up for grabs, buddy. So Hurts stays. He elects to stay. They need him in this game to win it. What about what Kirby Smart did in the fourth quarter?
I mean, I can't think of it. The only thing I can think of is panic, and that they're kind of letting it slip away. They had the game under control. They are in a tie game or a midfield on a 4th and 11, and they decide to run a fake punt.
Will you come on?
For Lord knows what reason. I still don't know. I can't figure out what their plan was or what they were doing. It was bad. It was just a... It's one of those things, I think, if he was watching the game on TV, he would be like, what is that guy doing? And it just... It made zero sense. And I think sometimes you're just... Like, the moment... You're just in the moment too much.
Right.
Sometimes. And...
Hey, if you're going to go for it on 4th and 11, then go for it. Like,
then go. Put your offense out there and go. Like, you also don't have an idiot on the other side. Like, they're not going to go all out and try to block a punt where a fake would work. Like, they were ready for it. Alabama was ready for it.
They had their regular defense on the field.
And to see that they're ready.
Yep.
Yeah, and to see that they're ready for it and to not call it off. I can't imagine what he was thinking at that time.
He wasn't. He wasn't. I mean, there's Riverboat Gambler, and then there's just silly, stupid.
Yeah, and I think that falls under that category. But I think it's more panic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he's an idiot. I have to feel like that was a panic move.
And, you know, Kirby Smart.
And like I said, you're in control the whole game. And all of a sudden you're watching and like, okay, we'll let this happen. We'll let their backup quarterback come score on us. We had a 3rd and long. They scored a touchdown on us. Like, all these things are just starting to build up, and I think it got to be too much.
And Kirby Smart will look back on this year and go, boy, I had a great team. I should have had a chance to play for the national championship. I blew it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he will. And I can't imagine he'll ever fake a punt in that scenario again. I mean, you would hope he learns his lesson.
Yep. All right. Are you going to do it? I'm dangling it right in front of you.
I'm not going to do it.
Here's the bait.
No.
Here's the bait. Go ahead.
I'm not doing it.
He's not doing it? Really? You sure?
There's no reason to.
Do it.
Whatever. No.
Let's read the matchups.
Oh, my. Don't. You know what? I think we cut out. I can't even hear you.
Funny, but might be true. Let's read the matchups and the odds. Alabama. Oklahoma. Bama 14.
Okay.
Clemson. Clemson 11.5 over Notre Dame. Outside of this, from the bookmakers, Georgia 7 over Notre Dame. Okay.
No. No, Notre Dame's in. They're better. I said I wasn't going to do it. Go ahead. What else?
Your thoughts on Notre Dame in, but on a neutral, Notre Dame would be +7 against Georgia.
I've been told by a lot of people on Twitter that means nothing. That doesn't mean that they're viewed as the better team. They're not the better team. If they were the better team, they would be undefeated. Which is just so stupid.
Because they play the identical schedule, right?
When you come back and say, well, Central Florida's undefeated. Well, they didn't play anybody. Okay. Because I agree. But you can't just say then just go undefeated. Because that's not the scenario. That's not the case.
Yep. What are the parameters?
I don't know.
There you go.
I mean, what I was saying yesterday to people on Twitter, because I was losing my mind, and I hate doing it, but because people just don't understand, I don't know if they can't or just don't want to. Like, if you're picking the best teams, then the win-loss record really shouldn't have anything to do with it, or very little to do with it. There's a lot of scenario, a lot of factors that go into that. But you're not picking the best teams. You're picking the teams with the best resume. They don't really say that. They don't specify that. But that's what you're trying to pick, I guess. And people look at winning and losing as a resume. I mean, that's not really accurate. But just say just lay it out more specifically. Because it's not the best teams.
They can't.
They're not picking the best teams.
They can't, because they need to have this ambiguity every year as the escape hatch.
Yeah. Because it's whatever, whoever they pick, then they tailor the argument to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we picked them because this, this, and this. Well, last year you said this. Well, no, that was a different scenario. This year it's this, isn't it? Like, there's no set parameters, because they want to be, as you said, I think they like the controversy of the ambiguity. I think they like the, you know, the plausible deniability of, like, well, you know, it's not spelled out, so we can do what we want.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no set scenario or parameters.
There's
they do like that.
One simple way to describe what happened. And we talked about this last week, and we talked about it with Mike Golic Jr., national host from Golic and Wingo, and Mike Golic Jr. played at Notre Dame, and Mike expressed outrage. Why should Notre Dame have to play in an ACC title game? Here's the way this thing unfolded. Georgia had to play Alabama because the SEC forces a title game. Georgia lost. The ACC has this weird deal with Notre Dame. Notre Dame's not forced to play a conference title game and not lose to Clemson. So Notre Dame is in, Georgia's out. And yes, this show is backing an SEC team for getting cheated.
Yeah.
This show.
This is how stupid it is. I'm gonna put this out there. Listen very closely to what
Take
I'm about
the
to say.
You took it.
No.
Get worked.
Listen
up.
Very, very closely to what I'm going to say, because it's going to be misconstrued. People turn it around. Whatever. This is exactly what is so stupid about this system. Georgia just got punished for winning their division. Georgia got punished for winning their division. If somebody else in their division would have beat them, gone to the SEC championship game, and lost Alabama, they'd be out. Georgia would be in the playoff if they didn't have to play that championship game. If they somehow would have had another team in their division have the same record and win the tiebreaker, they would be in the playoff right now. That is preposterous. They got punished for winning their division. That is so stupid. But that's the scenario that you have right now.
Yep.
And that's factual. So that's how dumb the system is. So when you say it doesn't matter that Notre Dame didn't have to play a championship game,
yeah,
you're wrong. That's just, you're wrong about that. If, like, Notre Dame was playing basically an ACC schedule, but they weren't competing for the title. If they would have been competing for the title, they would have had to play Clemson this weekend. They would have got crushed. And they'd be out. But because they don't have to play in a championship game, they're in. And because Georgia made the horrific error of winning their division, they're out. So,
and then how bad is it going to look?
It's just stupid.
How bad is it going to look a month from now when Clemson does play Notre Dame and beats them by 4 touchdowns? Georgia romps in its bowl game, and you're like, all right, we did need to have 2 matchups in the Final Four that are both in excess of 11.5 point spreads.
Yeah, and by the way, just so we know, so it's not hindsight, we're telling you now, it doesn't matter if Notre Dame wins. That doesn't tell you that they belonged there. Because you could have put, I'll just say something, you could have put New Mexico in there. They could win. Doesn't mean they belong there. It's UMBC, Virginia. UMBC's not better than Virginia. They beat them that day. You could put New Mexico in the playoff. They could win. It's not likely, but they could. That doesn't mean they belonged there or they were the better team.
You took it. You took the bait.
I know. I hate you. You just kept waiting for me to do it.
We say all year we're not going to take the bait and play the college football playoffs evil game and get all worked up and scream. But they got us again. Congrats! You got us again, and you got Cofield and Company to actually back a second SEC team getting into the CFP.
I know.
It's amazing. God, you guys are smart. Just brilliant stuff. Brilliant. We're going to check in on what happened with the Chiefs, you know, starting after our show on Friday, the game, the aftermath. Saran Petro from WHB is going to join us in less than 45, but we do have to get into what happened at the Thomas and Mack. Mixed bag as Cincinnati comes to town. Better crowd showed up, but the Rebels' slow start prevented them from pulling off the upset.
Hit up Cofield and Company on Facebook, like ESPN Las Vegas.
Good Monday, Las Vegas. Frank Harness checking in once again, and it's time to wrap up week 13 of the NFL. You have your opinions. The bottom line is you need information. Whether you're coming off a great weekend and you want to really cap it off with another winner, or you're trying to bail out and get that money back, call our friends at Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878. Joining us once again, a good friend, Mr. Steve Berry. Steve, now I know you guys have had a big weekend, and you plan on capping it off tonight with yet another winner.
Yeah, Frank, we had a really good Saturday with some of the championship games, had a good day in the NFL yesterday, and we are going to cap off week 13 tonight with the Washington-Philadelphia matchup. Right now, Philadelphia laying 6. The total's 45. Washington coming in 6-5. Philadelphia at 5-6. The finale to week 13 sees two bitter rivals battling to keep pace with the red-hot Dallas Cowboys, who beat New Orleans on Thursday night. And by the way, if you called in last Thursday, like I told everybody to do, you got the easiest winner all year free with Dallas plus 7.5 beating New Orleans 13-10. Guys, make the call tonight. It's 1-888-566-7878. We will release the winner of Washington-Philadelphia. There's a lot of information on this game. We know that Washington has injuries up and down their offensive line. We know the Eagles' defensive backs, they're dragging them out of high schools now. They got so many banged up. Give us a call, 1-888-566-7878. Sometimes people hear free on the radio, they get very afraid. Guys, there's no catch. There's no obligation. It's 1-888-566-7878. Washington, Philadelphia winner at no charge from Gordon Howard.
Now, Steve, in a game like this, obviously the teams know each other. They're not going to surprise each other. But like you said, there's a lot of injuries. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of wrong information. They need to get the right information to catch that ticket tomorrow. That's why they need to call Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878.
Yeah, if you will look at this game closely, the Washington defense was dominated by Zeke Elliott a week and a half ago. They've lost 3 of their last 4. We all know in Washington, Alex Smith is out. Colt McCoy is a capable replacement, but he is a replacement. Guys, make the call. The winner is free. There is no hype, no hassle, no obligation. We're coming off a great, great weekend. If you're not, give us a call. It's 1-888-566-7878. Washington, Philadelphia winner at no charge from Gordon Howard. The only way you're going to find out how strong our information is on this game is by making the call. It's 1-888-566-7878. Get the winner, cash your ticket, call us tomorrow to say thank you. 1-888-566-7878.
Yeah, it's getting a little nippy out, but that's not going to stop me from throwing steaks and burgers on the grill. And when I want great meat, I turn to Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917. You order with complete confidence. And now for the holidays, they've got the family gift package. You go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code COFIELD, COFIELD in the search bar. You get 74% off the Omaha Steaks family gift package. It's normally $195, now it's $49.99. What a gift! What do you get? All beef meatballs, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 chicken fried steaks, 2 premium pork chops, 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, and 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and 4 more burgers on top of all of that. All beef is USDA inspected for quality and exceeds standards. Order with confidence. Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher. Again, get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Cofield in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. Don't wait. Order today.
It's a rivalry renewed. UNLV takes the hardwood against BYU on Saturday, December 15th at T-Mobile Arena. Benefiting Coaches vs. Cancer, the action-packed doubleheader features the Runnin' Rebels against the Cougars at 5:30, followed by LSU versus St. Mary's at 8. Tickets on sale now at T-MobileArena.com. It's UNLV BYU on the Las Vegas Strip at T-Mobile Arena. Brought to you by Finley Toyota, Summerlin, and Comprehensive Cancer Centers.
I told you the $12 haircuts ain't getting it done anymore. So my new stop is Swagger Men's Grooming. Hey, it's Steve Cofield. You see me doing the daily videos, making TV appearances, working the sidelines of the college games. I can't be looking like a total scrub with my do and this sweet mustache. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. Shampoo and a little massage is included. And if you mention Cofield and Company or Sports Radio, Swagger will give you that nose wax for free. It's at Coronado and Eastern. Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
Since 1967, Las Vegas has happened at the iconic Las Vegas Country Club. Both members and guests love our tree-lined, historic course and large practice areas located in the heart of the city. Tennis players thrive in our indoor tennis center. And our stunning clubhouse features a fitness center, social bar, fine dining, and is spectacular for events, weddings, and family occasions. Find out how easy it is to join our social, sports, individual, corporate, or golf memberships. Call Jennifer at 734-1122, extension 225, or visit LasVegasCC.com.
A winning team isn't an accident. It's the result of hard work, practice, and the right plays. So, who's on your financial team? For your first account or retirement planning, to buying a home or expanding your business, at Nevada State Bank, banking means teamwork. Add us to your lineup and we'll help you reach your goals. We're proud to be your local banking team. Bring your banking home at nsbank.com. A division of ZBNA, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Monday Night Football is coming, and Cofield and Company is at Pizza Rock inside Green Valley Ranch.
McCoy back to work. Dancing around, throws, Davis, got it, touchdown, Washington.
Kick down at 9 and Wentz to throw it. Comes back across the middle and it is a touchdown for Zach Ertz and the Eagles.
You heard it, courtesy Fox, Eagles skins going at it tonight. Monday Night Football, Pizza Rock is the spot, Green Valley Ranch, Adam Hill, Cofield, I think Chrissy makes an appearance tonight, Seidel. As well, so come on by. We got a ton of prizes, specials, as low as $4 on drinks and food. It's Pizza Rock, our Monday Night Football spot. So if you go up to ESPN Las Vegas's Facebook page, there's some more posts up there, including Chrissy, who recapped Adam's accident over the weekend. Adam's car was hit at a local establishment. There was video of it happening, but they didn't get the plate. And a security guard actually saw it happen, talked to the person, but the person hit two cars, security guard car and Adam's car. They didn't see the damage to Adam's car, so they let the person go. Adam, we had a couple of questions. Well, first of all, Chrissy posted a picture. It's a woman holding a sign in front of a car saying, "I'm sorry I hit your car." No one left a note in your case, right?
Definitely not.
Okay. So, and Ed said, "I want to know how Big Stacks Adam fits in that car." Well, Ed, it's not Adam's car. Secondly, I don't think you know what kind of car it is in the picture. Adam could absolutely fit in the car in the picture. Not to get too hardcore.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like it's a, I don't know exactly the years on this, but probably like a 2007 Monte Carlo, which you can essentially, it's a two-seat, or it's a two-door, so you can move the front seat so far back that Manute Bol could fit in there.
Okay. That's I like you referencing my old neighbor. That's nice.
Well, that was an old story about Manupal basically taking out the front seat of a car so he could fit in a car.
Yeah, put the front seat into the back seat.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, who's often a rabble-rouser on Facebook, on our post, says if I knew it was Adam's car, I'd hit it again.
Whoa.
Okay, fair enough.
Not nice. Not nice.
Not bad.
So get up to the Facebook page, ESPN Las Vegas, and we've got a bunch of posts up there, including going up in a little bit, our list of possible Aaron Rodgers choices for the Packers' next head coach.
Can I also make a